this state joined the Union, it was already operating as its own country. And no, I'm not talking about Texas. It's a fascinating part of American history that almost no one has heard about. But in a moment, we'll take you to a country once known as New Connecticut. It's next on the American Countryside. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
When settlers arrived to what is today the state of Vermont, they were considered to be a part of the territory of New Hampshire. That is, until the King of England transferred control of the region to the colony of New York.
The settlers who had come in the meantime wouldn't have had a great problem with that, except the governor of New York decided to charge them again for their property. And needless to say, we would be a little upset if we had to buy our house or land twice, and so of course they were too. And so that was the beginning of the Green Mountain Boys, was essentially to fight the authority of New York and by extension the king.
So these early settlers didn't want to be a part of the colony of New York, and they didn't want to be under the authority of the king. And that left only one option.
In January of 1777, the folks here in this region saw everyone else declaring their independence of Great Britain, and so they decided to follow suit, except they wanted nothing to do with the rest of the American states at that point. So they essentially declared a new country, which they originally called New Connecticut, and began meeting in various locations.
William Jenney tells the story from the tavern where the first constitution was adopted. The Republic of Vermont existed for several years and became the envy of the 13 colonies who broke away from England to form the U.S.
Being that they were not connected to the other American states, the economy here started to flourish. They didn't have the war debt. Vermont became the place to live back around 1780 or so, and a number of towns adjacent to Vermont in New Hampshire and New York seceded and joined Vermont for a year or so.
Visitors can still travel to the east side of the state today and visit the Constitution House, where the country of Vermont was born. Traveling the Countryside in Windsor, Vermont, I'm Andrew McCray.